is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Has been in me since I was a boy. And I stand in awe of this scripture, out of all the scriptures in the Bible. When I hear God brag about himself, and I hear God boast in his own power, so that we, his children, can be totally convinced and confident that he is the power. He doesn't have the power. He is the power. See, now this is where we all have got to believe. Say, he is the power. He didn't have the power. He is the power. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, he is the power. To have power means that it's got a limitation and that someone gave it to you. Hallelujah. To have something means it's in your possession. Hallelujah. I don't hear you. To have something means it's in your possession. But to be something means it is who you are, your essence. Some of you missed it. To have something means that it is in your possession. Hallelujah. But when you are something, it means that it is the totality of your being. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is the totality of your being. So God does not have power. I think you're getting it now. God does not have power. God is power. Hallelujah. He is power. That means everything about him is power. That means everything he says has power. That means everything he does is empowered. That means that he is omnipotent. He is omnipotent. Omni means all. Potent means power. So when you say God is omnipotent, you're saying God is all power. Somebody holler, God is all power. Not some power, not limited power, not sporadic power. He is. And he is in control of all things. His omnipotency makes him omnipresent. Being that he is all power, then he is the power to be all places at one time. He fills all things with his presence. Y'all are not getting this. That means that no matter where you are getting whatever diagnosis, no matter what sickness has been pronounced over you, no matter where you are in the world, whether you're Tabitha or we're dealing with someone dealing with dementia. I read that. It was one of the posts. Whether you're Denise dealing with cancer, no matter where you are, he is right there. He's not coming. Did you hear me? He's not coming. Come by here, Lord. No, he's not coming. He's never left. He's always been there. Hallelujah. If I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I take the wings of the morning, fly to the utmost parts of the world, he's there. No matter where I go. If I lay my head down to sleep at night in New York and someone's in Australia, he's there at the same time. Not a part of him, all of him. He doesn't share. We don't share his attention. Y'all missed that. We don't share his attention with somebody else that's calling out. He never has to say, hold on, I'll be right there. He never has to put you on hold while he takes care of something else. That's what the omnipotency does, it gives him omnipresence. I hope this is inspiring you to let you know that you're not serving a fly-by-night God. You're not serving a limited deity. Because if he's limited, he's not a deity. My God has got to have and be all power. I can't deal with Zeus, and I can't deal with Hercules, and I can't deal with Zoroaster. I cannot deal with Odin. I cannot deal with Hera. I can't deal with Buddha. I can't deal with Krishna. I can't deal with Allah. I need the omnipotent God. And I got news for you. Not only do I need him, I have the omnipotent God. If God is for me, and that's not just my natural enemy, that's the enemy of sickness. You gotta have that faith that can absolutely conquer anything. His omnipotency makes him omnipresent. Everywhere at the same time. I heard somebody online say he was the God of the universe. I said, not so. The universe is too small. He's the God of every verse. The multiverses that we have never seen. There are things that he's created that we have never even known or seen. We're talking about the magnitude of our God. When he said, let there be light, it wasn't just for this universe. That light shone across the darkness throughout all of the continuum called space. I don't hear anybody here. You better let your mind go further than what you see. When he said, let there be, it happened here and everywhere at the same time. Hallelujah. This is the power of our God. The power of our God. There are creations that he has made that we will never know until the end of time. There are multiverses that he sits in control of. This is God. You think these little nine planets just rotating around a dying star, you think that's all that he can do? And remember, he did that just by opening his mouth. He never moved his hand. He just opened up his mouth and said, let there be. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Darwin talks about the Big Bang Theory, and Darwin talks about evolution, and all it took was God to say, let there be. He didn't have to take millennials to do this. He just spoke the word, and immediately it is. I didn't say it was. I said, and immediately it is, because what God spoke still is. We are living on what God spoke. We are on a globe twirling and spinning at its pace, and we are still keeping our balance and our gravitational pull. Just because he said this, I don't know how many countless years ago, he said, let there be, and it still is. Terra firma, this earth with the whole entire atmosphere that is life-sustaining, with trees that push out oxygen, that live up about carbon dioxide. I don't hear anybody here. We are walking, talking, living beings. Hallelujah. Atomically made. Molecularly structured. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. We are a biological wonder. We function without any source of power. We don't plug in anywhere. We don't need any external source. Every bit of our being, every fiber of our existence is a divine miracle. Showing off the power of a limitless God. Showing off the power of an omnipotent God. We think, we move, we breathe, we function voluntarily and involuntarily. There are some things we do simply by a thought, And there are some things that happen just because it keeps us going. Our heart involuntarily keeps beating because God says so. Our kidneys and our organs function involuntarily. We don't make them function. They function because God called them to function. And keep, and keep us going. You better see the workings of God, the handiwork of God. I'm talking about the omnipotent, sovereign, majestic God. With just the mere synapse in our mind, we can move a finger. With the nerve endings going throughout our whole entire body, we can feel something as small as a hair land on your hand. I don't hear anybody here. Not a whole head of hair. One specific small hair triggers your whole entire body to let you know something. The sensations that go through your body. How this cranium, this lump of flesh in the cranium can control thought and memory and taste and smell. And y'all don't hear me. And if they open up the brain, there's no way of them seeing any of that activity. But the tissue in the brain contains thought. It's blowing my mind talking about it. Hallelujah. If a neurosurgeon opened my head up now, they couldn't find thought. They can't find memory. They can find the place where it happens, but they can't find my thoughts. They can't look into my memory, and they can't pull out what I can recall, because that is divinely given. I'm about to run. What a mighty God we serve. He is so wonderful that he made us fearful and wonderful. He is so wonderful and he is so gracious that he made us fearfully and wonderfully made. And if a God, if the God, most gracious, if the God, most glorious, if the God, most powerful, can do this in this anomaly called a human body. For you medical people, there are things in this body that we still haven't found out yet. That's why they're still practicing medicine. It's called a medical practice. Don't mean to take away your demigodery, you doctors, because sometimes doctors think they have a God complex, they got a God syndrome. They think that power of death and life is in their hands, but I got news for you, God guides your hands. And even if you want to do something wrong, when you're dealing with his children, he is the chief physician. Y'all are making me holler. He is the chief physician. A doctor can make a mistake, but God is flawless. Flawless. Never has made a mistake. And I got news, he never will. He corrects mistakes that doctors make. When the doctor scratches his head and says, I can't do nothing else, all I can do is send you home to die. And God turns around and says, that's where I want you to go. Now that you've gone to your extremity, this is my opportunity. The doctor said, die. I said, live. What a mighty God we serve. You better listen for the voice of God, because Because when God whispers, live, he ain't got to holler. All he's got to do is part his lips and say, live. And death got to back up. And right now I see death backing up. And death is backing up empty-handed. If you believe it, put a praise on it. Life and death are in the power of your tongue. You got the power to rebuke death. I want you to know that if you hadn't done so by now, many others would have died, including yourself. But you stood even weak in faith and believed that God has the power. You believe that God is the power. And you, in fear sometimes, dealt with situations. You weren't always strong when you rebuked death, but you had enough faith to believe. Whatever I bind on earth, whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven. And death can't take me before my time. And if I can't die before my time, I'm not going to languish until it happens. I don't hear nobody. No. I got to sit here and take the ravages of death until it finally happens. He promised me an abundant life. You hear me, Cheryl Ann? He promised an abundant life. And I'm holding him to it. And he's good for his word. He's never broken a promise. If I got the faith, I'll see it happen. Because what God speaks can't return to him void. Yeah. Every promise of God in Christ is yea. And in him, amen. So you got a yay and an amen. Put a praise on that. Rosa McNeil, with your heart situation, you got a yay and an amen. Let your faith rise up to that. Don't let your faith stay in the diagnosis. Don't let your faith be shaken by the symptoms. Because the symptoms may be there while the healing's going on. Some people are healed as they go. The lepers, the 10 lepers, when they left Jesus, they still had the symptoms of leprosy. Symptoms of deteriorating flesh. Jesus healed them, but they still had the symptoms. Y'all not hearing me. They still had the symptoms. And he said, go and show yourself to the priests. Now, in the Jewish custom, in order for there to be a documented healing, you had to go show yourself to the priest. And the priest had to validate. Hallelujah. They still have the symptoms, but he tells them to go as though they're healed. And they were. As soon as he said it, they were healed. They just didn't know it. And they could still see the ravages of leprosy. Don't worry about what you see. Go show yourself to the priest. And the 10 of them had enough faith in this rabbi. They had enough faith in this miracle worker. Hallelujah. And they immediately turned. They asked no questions. They immediately turned with all the symptoms of leprosy. And as they walked, something transformed. So that by the time they got to the priests, all the symptoms were gone. I hope somebody's getting this. Charlie Dillard with dementia, I hope somebody is getting this. It may not be noticeable right away, but your faith has got to outlast the situation. Your faith has got to be greater than the problem and the diagnosis. I'm trying to teach you all real quickly, because sometimes you got to be taught how to receive your miracle. God help me. And I'm saying, God, how am I going to pray? How am I going to pray for other people's healing? And I'm feeling sick. And then I woke up this morning with no pain. I've been secretly struggling with a diabetic situation with my vision. Off balance because one eye is debilitating. And I'm sitting back saying, all right, now, God. And then this eye closes up every now and then. And I'm saying, now how are we going to talk about healing? Y'all not hearing me. I'm like a little kid today in a candy shop. How are we going to talk about healing? And I got this situation. And I wake up this morning. And I can read without my glasses. And I got tickled. Still fuzzy, but I got tickled. And I'm saying, okay, then. And imagine this, say 54 years and you're saying, oh, okay, you're serious, you really are serious. What would make me think that he was playing at all? If he said it's a healing service, it's a healing service. And he's going to heal in some serious extreme ways. I'm not just talking about taking away your cold. I'm not just talking about healing your little ache in your elbow. He's going to heal in some extreme ways. Take that back. God keeps rebuking me. He's healing in some extreme ways. Not gonna heal. He's healing. In some extreme ways. It's going to make the doctor sit back and ask you, what did you do? What did you do? And you're going to be able to look at that doctor and say, I believed. You believe what? I believed in God. And God didn't fail me. Now, knowing this, Brett, knowing that it is impossible for God to lie. As ministers, it is impossible for God to lie. Every word that he said is the truth. And every word he's spoken, he will make it good. Every word. It is impossible for this God of total truth to lie. Not only is it not in his character, it's impossible. He doesn't abstain from lying. It's impossible. Because whatever he says is. You missed that. If we woke up tomorrow morning and God said the sky is lavender, and we sit back and say, no, the sky is blue. If God said tomorrow, the sky is lavender, we wouldn't be able to say God is a liar, because as soon as he said it, the sky would turn lavender. Y'all not, are you, I'm trying to, somebody help me with my towel. I'm trying to make analogies so you can understand it. No matter how blue the sky has been, if God said it's lavender, immediately the hues would change and shift, and the sky would say, yes, Lord. That's the power of his omnipotency. Hallelujah. And if he can speak and everything changes, if he speaks concerning my situation, everything changes. Let me go to Jeremiah 32. The scripture that I have been in awe at, to watch God boast about himself. Jeremiah said this in verse 17. He said, ah, Lord God, that messed me up. I think that's about the only scripture that starts off with that term of amazement. That I don't think anybody else has written ah in the Bible. Jeremiah saw something about God that made him say, whoa, ah, man, ah, Lord God, Master God, King of all God, ah, God. No, you're in the wrong one, girl. Go to 32 verse 17. Yeah, there we are. Come on, stick with me. Don't change me up here. Ah, Lord God, behold,